I'm sorry, I couldn't resist making this. Sadiq Khan is out of control and needs to be removed from office. Not content with doing everything he can to ruin the greatest city in the world, not content with banning Uber to appease the taxi driver union, not content with failing to track down known terrorist suspects and failing to crack down on radical Islam, not content with trying to adversely affect the markets by causing panic with his dismal and wildly hysterical predictions of the effects of Brexit on London, not content with causing a diplomatic incident by virtue signalling loudly on Twitter about how the people of London don't want the fucking President of the United States of America here, not content with any of this, now look at this. Today at the Fabians Conference, I spoke with how we cannot allow a populist, anti-feminist narrative to take hold in Britain. Men must become better allies and progressives must fight back. Jesus Christ, I mean, for fuck's sake, do I need to say anything else? And this coming from one of the loudest and proudest defenders and apologists for the religion of peace. So how is Sadiq going to bring about equality for women in London, which apparently they don't already have? Take a look at this. Yep, that's gender apartheid for artists. It just absolutely sickens me that this total moron is running the financial capital of the world. How the hell can this happen? I'd honestly back a coup at this point just to get rid of this utter wanker. In case you missed it, here is Rahim Kassam absolutely destroying Khan from the other day. Enjoy it.
I'd just like to get your thoughts on the fact that President Trump has said that he's not going to be coming to the United Kingdom to open the US embassy.
Yes, well, I don't blame him. You know, you have a situation whereby Sadiq Khan, as the mayor of London, has really been tub-thumping, trying to get President Trump not to attend, said multiple times he's not welcome in the capital, really fomenting a situation where you might have some riots or street protests if the president came to open that embassy. I think the president's wrong when he says that the embassy in South London is a bad deal. I think firstly, it wasn't Obama who approved that embassy. It was George W. Bush who approved that embassy. Secondly, it didn't cost the American taxpayer anything because they actually sold off a bunch of buildings to pay for it. So I think he is wrong on that. I think he should have come out and told the honest truth, which is that he doesn't particularly want to visit Sadiq Khan's London, which is the acid attack capital of the world per capita, where you have in the last year soaring knife crime, soaring burglary, soaring rape, soaring youth homicide. And Sadiq Khan seems to be concerning himself more with matters of state, which he isn't elected to do, than actually solving the situation of crime in London. And it is soaring. And I have to say this, and you'll excuse me for being churlish about it, but places like Sky News and the BBC and all the best and brightest journalists in the country are not covering this.
What do you mean? Well, every single day we are covering stories about whether it's knife crimes or attacks, where they happen up and down the country. What proof do you have?
So Gamal, the proof is, can you answer me, what rate did knife crime go up by in London
I'm interviewing you, what proof do you have?
Well, I know. It's not great with the shoes on the other foot. Do you know how much youth homicide went up by in London last year? Have you told your viewers that? 70%. Have you looked at the mayoral's police and crime report from December the 12th? You look at that, almost every single measure out of 42, only four of them in four categories did crime go down. In every single other area, double-digit rises in crime across London. So you know what? To borrow a phrase from Donald Trump, London's turning into a shithole under Sadiq Khan.
I'd like to thank Son of Tiamat, Cult of the Lich, Charles Vincent and Edward Darrah.